First of all, a massive congratulations. I mean, I guess it was nights like this. This is why you came back to the sport.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, I can't believe it.
just sum up what it means to you.
Well, Bill's been working for this for a really long time. To have the opportunity to even swim at the World Championships was huge. And to come home to back to the States with a gold is absolutely unbelievable. It's a day that we'll never forget.
Absolutely. Yeah, Bill, tell us your emotions right now because you're a history maker.
Well, it's unbelievable. Like I keep saying I feel like someone's going to wake me up because I can't believe after so many years this moment has finally happened and to bring home the gold medal for the United States and for all the people that have helped us.
Yeah.
You know, like we came out of retirement for, you know, like with a big block in front of us. We didn't know how the other countries were going to be. We didn't know where we were going to find time to train because we're still working full time. So, you know, to be able to do all that with all the support that we have, it's incredible. It's incredible.
And I mean, how much of this of a statement does it send out? I mean, it's been so popular here this week. The crowd's really reacted to it. I guess when there was the announcement, some people were skeptical as to how it would be viewed, but we've seen it works.
Oh yeah, I think this is the future of synchronized swimming. I think there's going to be more men in the sport, and they have such high quality and high caliber male athletes here at the World Championships. I think it's going to really bring a lot of men into the sport and help the sport grow.
What are the main differences with swimming alongside a man as opposed to a woman?
Well, I think that the qualities of a man and a woman are complemented by each other. And I think that the strength and power of a man is the perfect balance to a female. And I just think it's the natural progression of the sport. I agree with him. This is the future of synchronized swimming. And I'm just so excited.
And just finally, you know, if there's anyone from the IOC watching, it's not an Olympic event yet, what would you say to them?
I would say, hey, we want to be there. You know, this is our dreams. If the Olympics are open for us, we want in.
And people can relate to this. They relate to a man and a woman ballroom dancer. They relate to a man and woman pair figure skater. So why not, you know?
You know, the Olympics are a dream of every athlete. So I think now that there's men in the sport, it's a dream of them to be in the Olympics. And I hope someday it's going to be there.
Even if it was in 2020, you'd come back for that again?
I'd definitely be there in 2020.